Well-being 21, Autumn. The front cover shows Old Mill House residents' rainbow balloon arch for the care staff and NHS and blankets and bonnets for the premature baby unit at the Royal Oldham Hospital. Page 2. Old Mill House, Springhead. Old Mill residents have been very busy during lockdown. They wanted to show their appreciation to the care staff and NHS for all their hard work by building a rainbow balloon arch. Court manager Diane said, "We got a bit carried away and had to enlist the help of the care staff to help us to build it. It takes pride of place in our reception area for all to see." Diane added, "Our Old Mill Knit and Natter group have passed the time away knitting baby cuddle blankets and bonnets for the premature baby unit at the Royal Oldham Hospital. Creative care kits for older people. Thousands of older people in Greater Manchester have benefited from receiving a creative care kit full of activities and ideas funded by Arts Council England, National Heritage Lottery Fund, National Lottery Community Fund and GMC VO-led programme Ambition for Ageing. Activities include music, writing, craft, horticulture and drawing. The project has been made possible through a unique collaboration between arts organisations, charities, housing associations and businesses from across Greater Manchester, including Stretford Public Hall, Cartwheel Arts, the Whitworth Art Gallery, the University of Salford, M6 Theatre Company and Bolton at Home, who have worked together to create the kits. Sue from Holland Close and Anne from Old Mill House have been enjoying the activities. Making Space Health and Social Care Services, based at Tandle View Court, Royton, said, "We had good news in that we were successful in obtaining a grant for tablets and SIM cards for our service users to enable them to keep in touch with us via Zoom and WhatsApp. These are proving very worthwhile, as we also downloaded Facebook so they could interact on our popular Facebook page and keep up to date with relevant information and to take part in the daily quizzes. Our walk and talk group was reopened in June, using social distancing, to provide respite for carers while other services were limited due to coronavirus. Unfortunately, at the beginning of August, due to new lockdown measures in Oldham, we had to suspend the walk till further notice. As soon as we get the go-ahead, we will be starting the group up again." The images of the gentleman on his own are Michael Lawson, who is a regular to our groups. He is caring for his wife who lives with dementia, while also volunteering his time as a keen member of the Chadderton Historical Society. He had the brilliant idea of doing a walking tour of Chadderton Hall Park, giving us insight into the many faces of the park over the years. "It was thoroughly enjoyed by all our service users, with other locals often joining in to hear Michael's stories of times past. Our walk and talk group runs come rain or shine. We'd always say there is not bad weather, just bad clothing. We had some lovely responses to reopening the group. It really did provide a connection for those who had been isolated in their own homes for so long and coming out of the other side of a lockdown." Some comments we received were, "I look forward to this walk every week. I think I needed this. It's really helped me to meet up with friends again. To keep up to date with the latest news from Making Space, contact 0161 633 2403 or email enquiries@makingspace.co.uk. Pages 3 and 4. Staying fit during the lockdown. At Oldham Community Leisure and Age UK Oldham, we want you to stay active and sit less. Staying fit, mentally and physically, is going to be crucial for people who are isolating for such a prolonged period. Long periods of inactivity can result in stiffening of the joints, acceleration of muscle mass loss and contribute towards weakening of bone density. Our bodies are not designed to be sedentary, and it is important to focus on a variety of different moves which strengthen the muscles, maintain flexibility and keep the joints supple. Just 10 minutes per day can make a difference to sitting less and moving more. Becoming more active can energize your mood, relieve stress, help you manage symptoms of illness and pain, improve your overall sense of well-being. Exercises don't have to involve workouts or trips to the gym. You can gain benefits from adding a little more movement and activity to your life. Mythbusters about exercise. Just because we are aging, it's not time to sit down. In fact, it's just the opposite. There are many reasons that people become more sedentary as they age. It could be due to health problems, weight or pain issues, or worries about falling. Exercising is the number one contributor to longevity, adding extra years to your life. But getting active is not just about adding years to your life, it's about adding life to your years. Myth 1, there's no point to exercising. I'm going to get older way. Fact, regular physical activity helps you look and feel younger and stay independent longer. It also lowers your risk for a variety of conditions, including Alzheimer's and dementia, heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers, high blood pressure and obesity. Myth 2, exercise puts me at risk of falling down. Fact, regular exercise builds strength and stamina, preventing loss of bone mass, improving balance and reducing the risk of falling. Myth 3, it's too frustrating. I'll never be the athlete I once was. Fact, changes in hormones, metabolism, bone density and muscle mass means that strength and performance levels inevitably decline with age, but that doesn't mean you can no longer gain a sense of achievement from physical activity or improve your health. Myth 4, I'm too old to start exercising. Fact, you're never too old to get moving and improve your health. Actually, adults who become active later in life often show greater physical and mental improvements than younger people. Just begin with gentle activities and build up from there. Myth 5. I can't exercise because I'm disabled. Fact, people with disabilities can lift light weights, stretch and do chair-based exercises to increase range of motion, improve muscle tone and flexibility and promote cardiovascular health. Myth 6. I'm too weak or have too many aches and pains. Fact, getting moving can help you manage pain and improve your strength and self-confidence. We have designed a simple workout for you to try. Please only attempt to do the exercises if you are well and you have not been advised by any medical professional that you should not exercise. This should take no more than 10 minutes to complete. Marching. Sit tall at the front of a chair. Hold onto the sides of the chair. March with control. Build the rhythm comfortable for you. Continue for 1 to 2 minutes. Shoulder circles. Sit tall with your arms at the side. Lift both shoulders up to your ears, draw them back, then press them down. Repeat slowly 5 times. Ankle loosener. Sit tall at the front of the chair. Hold the sides of the chair. Place the heel of one foot on the down on the same spot. Repeat 5 times on each leg. Spine twist. Sit very tall with your feet hip-width apart. Place your right hand on your left knee and hold the chair with your left hand. Twist your upper body and head to the left. Repeat on the opposite side. Repeat 4 more times each way. Finish with another march for 1 to 2 minutes to cool down. For more information on how you can follow classes on radio, Zoom, Facebook or further resources available, please contact Jackie Hanley at jackie.hanley@occl.co.uk or ring Jackie on 0161-207-7000. Pages 5 and 6. Repairs update. We are making some changes to the way we manage repairs in Oldham. Housing 21 are bringing the management of the customer service, repairs reporting and contractor management in-house, to be part of our team. Cruden have done a great job since they took on our repairs contract in 2014, and have seen satisfaction with the service increase, so a big thank you to all those who have worked for them. It's good news that although the management of the service is moving, Lucy, Michael and Asif, who have been running it, are now joining Housing 21. Welcome to the team. You can still report repairs on the same number. 0800 032 1215. TV license changes. Prior to the 1st of August 2020, all people over the age of 75 could apply for a free TV license to cover their household. However, now only over 75s who receive the income-related benefit are eligible. Pension credit. If you live in sheltered accommodation and watch TV in your room or flat, you may qualify for an accommodation for residential care, ARC, concessionary TV license, which costs £7.50 per room, flat or bungalow. If you live in sheltered accommodation which lost its ARC concession after the 1st of June 1998, you may have preserved rights. This could mean you still qualify for an ARC concession. Preserved rights apply to existing occupants who are under 75 and were covered by a full ARC license on or after the 1st of June 1998 in that scheme. If your scheme doesn't have preserved rights, you may have to pay for a standard TV license costing £154.50 a year. You need one to watch or record programs as they are being shown on TV, or live on an online TV service. If you're not eligible for pension credit, you may be able to get a different discount regardless of your age if you are blind or severely sight impaired or live with someone who is. You'll get 50% off the cost of your TV license. You'll pay £77.25 for a colour set or £26 for a black and white one. To claim, you'll need to send TV licensing a photocopy of a certificate from your ophthalmologist, or a certificate issued by or on behalf of your local authority. Check the TV licensing website, tvlicensing.co.uk, for full details on how to apply. You/your accommodation are eligible for discount. TV licensing has full details about who qualifies. Your court manager will be responsible for arranging this license, so speak to them directly if you're eligible. You can also get a discounted rate if you only watch TV in black and white. A black and white license is discounted to £52. You only watch catch-up TV, you don't have to pay unless you're watching BBC iPlayer. TV licensing is taking steps to support people with the change and is increasing its customer support call center and providing a free telephone helpline on 0800 232 1382. Residents affected by redundancy due to COVID-19. With the impact of COVID-19 affecting businesses across the country, the number of employees being made redundant is unfortunately increasing. When furlough arrangements cease at the end of October 2020, there is likely to be an even greater number losing their jobs. If you are affected by redundancy and are under pensionable age, you should make a claim for Universal Credit by contacting your job centre. The Universal Credit, UC, claim is made online and you will be able to get support from either the job centre or your court manager. If you are of pensionable age, you should make a claim for housing benefit by contacting your local housing benefit team. It is important that you submit your claim and provide evidence of rent, income and ID as well as regular checks on your online journal to maintain evidence of your work searches and interviews. If you miss appointments without a valid reason, or fail to provide information, you may be subject to sanctions which will mean that you lose money. You can ask for an advance payment from the DWP for your UC claim and this is then repaid over an agreed period from your ongoing claim. Coronavirus and support available. Well-being. If you are feeling anxious or worried about coronavirus and its impact, Mind offers some useful guidance and tips that could help your well-being. https://www.mind.org.uk/information-support/coronavirus-and-your-well-being/. Age UK also offers tips on staying safe and well at home, and further information on coronavirus. https://www.ageuk.org.uk/information-advice/coronavirus/. Dementia. The Alzheimer's Society is available to offer support to anyone affected by dementia. If you are living with dementia or are concerned for a loved one at this difficult time, please contact their Dementia Connect support line on 0333 150 3456, open every day. Further information and resources can be found on their website, https://www.alzheimers.org.uk/get-support/coronavirus-covid-19. Dementia UK has also produced some leaflets and information around dementia and coronavirus, https://www.dementiauk.org/get-support/coronavirus-covid-19/leaflets-and-information/. Page 7, over to you. Here's a poem from Linda Patton from Violet Hill Court. Oh, to be normal. What is normal, we ask ourselves, as we face another day. We're learning to do what was normal in a completely different way. We've stayed indoors. We kept apart. We've washed our hands till they really smart. Now we can go out, enjoy our own space. But we must remember to cover our face. Please don't get complacent. It's not over yet. And these last few months will be hard to forget. We've got through it so far. It was hard for us here, but we all pulled together and worked through the fear. So we'll keep up the good work. We'll get there in the end by just staying thoughtful and being good friends. Stay safe, Linda XX. Page 8. Have you considered home composting? What is home composting? Home composting is using your kitchen waste and garden waste to make your own nutrient-rich compost that you can use to help feed your flowers, plants, and vegetables. The benefits of home composting. 1. Reduces the amount of waste going into your wheelie bin. 2. Save money from buying compost. 3. Know exactly what the compost is made from. 4. Nutritious for your house plants, window box or garden. 5. It's wildlife friendly. 6. Reduces the use of peat-based composts. 7. It will not contain any artificial chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Why is home composting important? By composting your garden and kitchen waste, you are reducing the amount of waste going in your food and garden waste recycling bin. Composting at home provides a home for a range of minibeasts and worms that turn your food and garden waste into compost. The myths. Composting takes too long. To begin with, the progress may seem slow, but once you get going, you will have a supply of compost all year round. This does depend on how you manage your compost and the type of composting system you use. Compost turned regularly can take between 6 months and 2 years to be ready. Composting is not a sprint, it's a marathon. I don't have time to compost. Compost doesn't take much maintenance time at all. The only difference is that you are putting some of your food waste in your compost bin instead of your wheelie recycling bin. You just need to turn the compost once a week. I don't have a garden / my garden is too small. You don't need garden or a lot of space to start composting. There are lots of different sizes and types of bins and containers. You can even make your very own. It will attract rats. There are two reasons why mice and rats may be attracted to compost. One is for food and the other is warmth. To stop this from happening, bury food waste in the compost and remember, don't put meat, fish, bones or dairy products in your compost. Place the bin on a surface rats and mice can't burrow under, like thick wire mesh. Also turn or mix up the compost regularly, this will discourage any nesting. Where can I buy a compost bin? Contact your local community garden center, may have home composting kits and some advice of how to set it up. Most large DIY, do-it-yourself, shops will sell a range of home composting options. Your local council may also offer discounted compost bins. Visit Get Composting. For more information, visit https://recyclefor for greatermanchester.com/community-post/let's-compost-now/. Page 9. HUK Oldham have been providing services and support for older residents and their carers in Oldham for over 30 years. During this difficult time, we have continued to give vital help to older people. Support for people living with dementia and their carers. Assistance to find suitable care and support when needed. Information and advice. Welfare checks for those people living alone or in care settings to offer help or just a listening ear. Shopping services. Handy van home repairs, etc. /household aids. Meal service, home delivery of freshly cooked /chilled/frozen meals weekly for those shielding or not confident to shop or cook for themselves. All of our existing and new services are lifelines for many older people who are either restricted due to COVID-19 or face restrictions every day because of their health conditions and disabilities. We provide the support to ensure people remain independent and especially at this time rely on your generosity. You can help by donating at www.justgiving.com/age-uk-oldham. Thank you. Freshly cooked frozen meals, £22. HUK Oldham can deliver a 7-day meal pack to your doorstep. Each pack contains 5 frozen home-cooked meals, 3 meat dishes, 1 fish dish and 1 vegetarian dish. Plus, a choice of 2 portions of homemade soup or 2 desserts. Vegetarian options available, please let us know if you have any allergies. Here's a few comments from our clients. Service is excellent, we are so grateful as due to ill health it has made things a lot easier for us. Thank you. He is really thriving from the meals, he loves them, he is looking better and also not had any dizzy spells since having regular and proper meals. Can I just send my thanks to everyone behind this meals scheme? It's really helped our family be assured that he is eating a decent meal every day whilst we are unable to visit him. To enquire, please contact head office 01616330213 or email info@hukoldham.org.uk. Page 10. HUK Oldham celebrating VJ Day. COVID-19 is devastating our communities. We have been quick to develop new services to support our veterans in Oldham, as well as providing much-needed food and medication direct to the homes of those isolating. We also recognize the importance of good mental health and our daily welfare calls are a vital lifeline for our Oldham veterans. Recent conversations with older people had brought to light the disappointment that many felt as they could not celebrate the 75th anniversary of VE Day, so we wanted to make sure we did something for them on VJ Day. Luckily, we received some funding from the Veterans Should Not Be Forgotten program to support us in providing essential services to veterans throughout Oldham. So we decided to use this money to honor our veterans, their spouses and those who had completed national service and help them mark the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. We decided that a special treat of an afternoon tea and goodie bag delivered to them at home would be welcomed, and we were right. What a fantastic day. Thank you to staff and volunteers who have helped us distribute over 200 around Oldham to celebrate VJ Day 75. The response and feedback has been overwhelming. Here's a poem we received. We came home after being away and were greeted by a treat. A package delivered by Age UK just knocked me off of my feet. It was so lovingly created, with treats and amazing food. We wish we had stayed in and waited to thank you, sorry for being so rude. It was a parcel with delights. Thanks to the folk for this task. The book will make poignant reading. And you've even included a mask. It's not often that I am stuck for words, but this gift was beyond compare. The thought that has gone into it. I'd give you a hug if I were there. Page 11. Competition time. Enter our quiz competition to win £25 worth of Love 2 shop vouchers. Simply post your answers, along with your name, address and contact details, to Vince Sexton, Housing 21, Chambers Business Centre, Chapel Road, Oldham, OL84QQ. One who is known as the money saving expert. 2. What is the biggest US state by area? 3. What are the 5 colors of the Olympic rings? 4. Which English town has football teams called United and Wednesday? 5. What sport did Fred Perry play? 6. What is the name of the coffee that also contains chocolate? 7. What cricket club's home ground is the Oval? 8. Who discovered penicillin? 9. Who played the title character in the BBC series Jonathan Creek? 10. Lemurs are native to which island in the Indian Ocean? 11. Which English scientist and atheist wrote the best-selling 2006 book The God Delusion? 12. The Maracanã Stadium was opened in 1950 to host the 1950 FIFA World Cup. In which city would you find it? 13. The internal angles of a triangle will always total how many degrees? 14. What is the national flower of the Netherlands? 15. In which year did Tony Blair first become Prime Minister of the UK? 16. What was Queen's first UK number 1? 17. In which US state is Alcatraz Prison? 18. How many edges does a cube have? 19. What's the name of New Zealand's Prime Minister? 20. In biblical terms, the Decalogue is another word for what? Correct replies will be entered into the prize draw. The closing date for entries is Friday, the 9th of October, 2020. Only Housing 21 residents are eligible to apply. The winner of our spring competition was a lady from Brownage Road, Holts.